Hi, we are in Roseland as the Silver Lake Mustangs welcome in the Axtell Wildcats. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
The right-hand corner, Ruggie, right back underneath Hanson. One-hander, a little turnaround, jump hook, rolls off. It was in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Grable, his sixth. Little contact, Jaden, pull back, 15-footer, good.
It's the opening Tuesday of the season, and both squads have been on the court twice over the first weekend of play. Tonight is game three of the season between the Wildcats and the Mustangs. All the exciting action is coming up next. But first, a new Tex Heat pregame show. We'll join Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda live from Silver Lake High School right after this word from New Tex Heat.
New Tex is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tex's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTex at yieldleader.com.
New Tex Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone. Welcome back to Silver Lake High School for Classic Hit 98.9's continuing coverage of area sports as the Silver Lake Mustangs take on the Axtell Wildcats. We had a very exciting girls game where Silver Lake pulled away late for a 46-39 win over Axtell. Saw some great performances team-wise. Fouls were down. The turnovers were down. Laura Lundin and the losing effort for Axtell, 22 points, 13 rebounds. For Silver Lake, Sydney Scupa, 18 points, 14 rebounds. Jocelyn Grable, 12 points and 8 rebounds. Now, you've got a boys program here at Silver Lake where they're short on numbers coming off that six-man state championship. They're in football. There are only 9 players out for basketball. One of those, Blake Meyer, is out with an injury for quite some time, still trying to recover from football. For Axtell, they're pretty solid. Got a couple of kids out. Jacob Jeldon, who missed the entire football season, Coach Kleppner said may have him back after the first of the year. Time now for the starting lineups brought to you by 5 Points Bank of Kearney. Better choices, better service, 5 Points Bank. Taking your banking and making it simple, 5 Points Bank, the better bank. For Axtell, number 5 is a 5'5 sophomore, Colby Becker. Number 20, 6'2 sophomore, Adam Lundeen. 21, 5'10 sophomore, Cody Nickel. Number 23, 6'4 junior, Marcus Kring. And number 30, 5'10 senior, Brant Runge. Head coach of the Axtell Wildcats, Andy Klepper, assisted by Eric Hebronick and Colby Iman. Axtell is 1-1, beating Pleasanton and losing to Bertrand, 74-67. For Silver Lake, number 5 of the 5'6 junior, Journey Erickson. Number 11, 6-foot freshman, Dakota Jamison. Number 23, 5'4 freshman, Skylar Erickson. Number 31, 6'1 junior, Siler Monroe. And number 33, 5'7 sophomore, Quentin Journey. Head coach of the Silver Lake Mustangs is Terry Bauer, assisted by Nathan Dietz. They have dropped their first 2 games to Deschler and Hartman Lutheran. That's the starting lineups brought to you by 5 Points Bank. We'll tip it off next.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Axtell wins the opening tip. Crane's going to get an offensive rebound off a missed 3. The jumper by Cody Nickel is no good. And then on the rebound attempt, we've got a foul called. And Axtell going to put a little pressure on the inbounds pass. They've got more depth, more height for Axtell. Silver Lake's got to find a way to just kind of get into a rhythm here. Handle the basketball, they will. They'll break transition, take it to the hoop, but the shot is blocked down there by Marcus Kring. Picking up the loose ball is Journey Erickson. Despite the low numbers and the youth with 2 freshmen on this team, head coach Terry Bauer told me before the game, they are working hard, they are hustling, they are playing hard. So that's what you want to see as Jamison posts up, kicks it out. 15-footer by Journey Erickson, off the heel, no good. And Kring will pull down a rebound here for Axtell. Up the floor, the Wildcats want to run, dump it into the corner to Adam Lundeen, standing on the 3-point line, nobody guarding him here in the 2-3 zone, trying to double down on Crane, guarded there by Dakota Jamison. His pass deflected away, and it ends up in the backcourt, but it was tipped by Silver Lake. Now a three-pointer on the way by Adam Lundeen. It's no good. Rebound. Lundeen follows his shot, gets his own rebound, kicks it out for another three. Colby Becker, and that's good. So Axtell fires three threes and gets the first points of the game, 3-0. Silver Lake into the front court here against the man-to-man defense of the Wildcats. Dribbling in place on the left wing is Journey Erickson right in front of the Axtell bench. Into the paint, tries to make an extra pass. We got a foul called here as Dakota Jamison started to spin towards the hoop. The ball got dislodged, and our official says that's because of a foul, which will be the first one of the game here on Axtell. Second one, on Axtell. And Silver Lake can't get the ball in time. 5-second call. Kring was called for the foul, by the way. And a turnover here on Silver Lake, the first of the game. Axtell wastes no time getting the ball up the floor here. Kick it over the right side for another three. Brant Runge, no good. The ball deflected all the way to the backcourt. Here goes an uncontested layup up and in for Skylar Erickson. That ball was hand deflected off the rebound straight out to Erickson, who was headed back, and he picked it up at half court, and nobody could catch him. 3-2, Axtell. And driving in again. The shot's going to be blocked in there, and now a late whistle. Dakota Jamison blocked the shot of Adam Lundeen. But a foul is called on Jamison. So wasn't sure if it would be on him or not because the whistle came so late. But nonetheless, Adam Lundeen will go to the line and shoot two. You're listening to KKPR-FM. Kearney, Axtell, Roseland, and the World Wide Web. All of our games at PlatteRiverPreps.com. First free throw is up and in. They're going to say it was on Siler Monroe. They have switched the foul on the board here at least. So Monroe instead of Jamison. And the free throw Lundeen is good. 4-2. Second free throw on the way, and it's too strong, but another offensive rebound. Cody Nickel kicks it to the baseline. Kring from 12, no good. Silver Lake can't grab it, though, and you can see that rebounding is going to be a problem here for Silver Lake. Not only is Axtell much taller, they have shown some quickness here, and they're following the shot. On the inbound, lob goes to the lefty. Adam Lundeen adjusts and scores. 6-2, Axtell. And on the inbounds pass, it'll be underthrown and stolen away by Brant Runge, who pulls up for the three. It is no good. Rebound comes out to Journey Erickson. Erickson pushes it up the floor with the Mustangs. Tries to stay out of the double team. On the baseline, they'll get it to Monroe. Siler into the paint. The shot up. The shot good for Dakota Jamison, and he is fouled. Jamison in the right place at the right time. That's what Coach Bauer was talking about. Hustling and being aware of where you are on the floor. So a chance here for Jamison to complete the three-point play, and that's the second foul on the big fella. Marcus Kring, the 6-foot, 4-inch junior, has to come out, and August Fischel, a 6-foot sophomore, will replace him at the post. And the free throw is on the way. It's too strong, and the rebound comes down to Brant Runge. Runge, long outlet pass, almost went into the crowd. Saved there by Lundeen. Up top for another three. Becker, it is no good. Rebound brought down. Baseball pass to the other end. Erickson waits for him to go by, but missed the shot. And a second chance back up. It's no good from Jamison. And out of there with it is Becker. He wants to run. Takes it to the baseline. Now out of the right-hand corner. Gives it off to Runge, back to him for an 18-footer, no good. Offensive rebound, Fischel, and he'll be fouled. Boy, this is not the Axtell team that we saw last year. I mean, they do want to get up and down the floor, but it is pressure, run, attack. They're playing like they've got 17 seniors that have played for 4 years on this team. They're getting right after it. The foul on Quentin Journey, his first. And the free throw is on the way and good. For Fishnell, August, with his first point. 7-4, Axtell, 4:54 to go here in the first quarter. Second free throw is up, and it rolls over the rim and in. So Fishnell hits them both, and the lead back to 4, 8-4, and against full court pressure, a backdoor pass almost got underneath him. Instead, it's going to be stolen away by Fishnell, and then Axtell throws it right back to the Mustangs. So the teams exchange turnovers. And it ends up in the hands of Quentin Journey. Journey swings it over to the right side. The ball slips out of the hands that time of the freshman, Skylar Erickson. But Journey Erickson will grab it back to Skyler for the three. Off the mark, no good. Offensive rebound put up once, no good. Second time is good. That was Quentin Journey with the offensive put back. And a timeout will be called after the made bucket with 4:21 to go here in the first quarter of play. Axtell 8, Silver Lake 6.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda back with you here at Silver Lake. Again, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors and to the athletic director here in Chris Sluka. 4:21 to go in the first quarter. Silver Lake, after the made bucket, called timeout. Axtell forces it into Lundeen. Did a great job of taking it away and not letting the steal happen. Drive Becker, leaves it off behind him for Fishnell, who has the baseline layup go. 10-6. Axtell putting on the pressure. Broken here. Reverse layup up and in and shoving him in the back. Fishnell will be called for the foul. And a chance for a three-point play for Dakota Jamison. He had a chance earlier, missed the free throw. He's got a second chance here. So Silver Lake being very competitive here so far in the first quarter against the high-pressure defense of Axtell. Free throw up, too strong. Rebound brought down by Fishnell. Quickly into the front court with a long outlet pass to Becker. And the bounce pass trying to get a little fancy there. Cody Nickel did a great job to save it. Now Nickel looking inside for Fishnell. Nothing there. Back out top to Runge against the zone. 2-3 zone here. And boy, a lot of pushing inside. Fishnell just shoving Monroe. And a jump ball will be called. And the arrow points the way of Silver Lake. So great job there by Monroe to hold his ground. Next time Fishnell does that, they're probably going to ding him for an offensive foul. Second turnover for Axtell. 10-8 Axtell. 3:30 to go first quarter. Erickson drives, dishes underneath. Jamison short and upper, no good. Got his own rebound and scored. 6 points for Dakota Jamison. And we are tied 10-10. 3:20 to go here in quarter number one. Driving the hoop. Here's Becker. Scoop shot off the iron. No good. Ball tapped around. Fishnell had it, and then he's fouled. August off the bench for Marcus Kring, who had two early fouls, has 4 points, three rebounds. And now coming in another big fella in Sturgis Hansen, 6'4 sophomore, who saw playing time last season as a freshman. Now the foul on Jamison was called. That is his first. Off the inbounds, Axtell trying to set up a three. Runge gets it left-hand corner. It rattles in and out, no good. They are 1 of 7 early on. Rebound comes all the way out to midcourt. Cody Nickel will run it down. Nickel looking inside to Becker. Left side of the key, they'll go to Runge. Skip pass over the top of the zone, right wing Becker. Skip it right back over to Runge. Drop step, drives in. Nowhere to go, got himself caught in the air. Lost the basketball. Up the floor, Silver Lake. Pass that time from Journey, deflected. Back out for three. It's Siler Monroe, and he's fouled on the three. They're going to say it was after the three. They'll say that it was one of those after the three-point attempt. No free throws. That had occurred after the shot. So the three-pointer, no good, but Becker boxing him out a little too strong. That's his first foul. 10-10. First quarter, 2:43 to go. Earlier tonight in the girls' game, Silver Lake 46-39 over Axtell in a very well-played game. Silver Lake basketball, they'll dump it into the backcourt here to Monroe. Walks it across the timeline. Pick and roll. Gets it inside to Journey Erickson. But he spun and lost the handle. Fast break. 3-on-2. All the way down. Fishnell puts it up. No good. Might have been partially blocked. But picking up the loose ball will be Cody Nickel. Out to Becker for the three. It's no good. The taller Axtell player is trying to tip it out of the paint. But it goes into the hands of Journey Erickson. Down the sideline. There's Fishnell stepping in front and making another steal. He's done a well of a job here for the sophomore since checking in. Midway through the quarter, he's only played a couple of minutes after Crane got a couple of early fouls. Runge drives, jump pass back out of the wing. 15-footer, Cody Nickel, no good. Sturgis Hansen back up. It won't go. And another chance. This one is up, and it is in. So the ball back over to Silver Lake. Brant Runge on the shot. 12-10 as Silver Lake trails by two. With a minute 30 to go here in the first quarter. Crossover dribble, Journey Erickson out for a three-pointer that is no good. Off the miss that time. The rebound will be brought down by Dakota Jamison. His putback is blocked by Sturgis Hansen. Here comes Axtell on a fast break. Underneath, a block shot that time. Siler Monroe on the attempt by Cody Nickel. Picked back up by Axtell. Over to Nickel. 12-footer, no good. A lot of shots, but nothing falling right now. And the rebound saved in by Siler Monroe. And Silver Lake wants to walk it up. They have no depth. They have not subbed yet. They won't do much subbing. There's only eight kids even suited. And that's what's going to eventually probably catch up to Silver Lake. But they are in it here in the first quarter, 12-10. And the pass goes through the hands of Journey Erickson that time. Axtell with the steal and getting by everybody and scoring the layup is Brant Runge. Back-to-back buckets for Runge. And it's 14-10 Axtell. And that's the largest lead of the first quarter. 30 seconds to go. Silver Lake walks it up with a left-hand dribble. Siler Monroe and a hand check foul going to be called on Axtell as he tried to spin off the double team. The foul will be called on Brant Runge, his first, and the fifth or sixth. We'll see what they actually put on the board. It says sixth, looks like. Silver Lake, 27 seconds to go here in quarter number one. Axtell leads it 14-10 on back-to-back buckets by Runge. Dump it out towards midcourt. Siler Monroe will be in the center circle. Look for the high screen. Drives right side, steps through the double team. Swatted out of there by Sturgis Hansen. Picked back up by Erickson. He'll flip it up, no good. Another offensive rebound, but it will not go for Siler Monroe. 10 seconds to go. Sturgis Hansen on the board. Gets it to Becker. Left wing to Lundeen. Back to Becker. 4-3 at the horn. It is no good, and that is the end of quarter number one here at Silver Lake. It's Axtell 14, Silver Lake 10. You're listening to High School Basketball on Classic Hits.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They're now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
Killian Motors would like to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas. Let us all remember the reason for the season. It's hard to believe that 2013 is almost gone, which reminds me, we have four new 2013 models left in stock, which we would like to move off the lot. A one-ton crew cab, a three-quarter-ton extended cab diesel, a Denali half-ton crew cab, and a beautiful Acadia Denali. They all would make someone a very nice Christmas present. Stop in and take a look. Joey Motors, 8th and Central, Kearns.
One quarter of play in the books here. And Silver Lake at home, trailing by a score of 14-10. Axtell will get the ball to start the second quarter of play. Turnovers in the first quarter, Silver Lake 6, Axtell 3. Rebounds, 15 for Axtell, 11 for Silver Lake. So a lot of second chance opportunities in this game. Dakota Jamison has 6 points to lead Silver Lake. And a balance for Axtell. Fishnell and Runge each have 4. And Lundeen and Becker have 3. And we got a foul called on Dakota Jamison, his second, fourth team foul. Axtell will throw it in, working around the perimeter. Into the left-hand corner, 3 is covered, so Runge skips it back against this 2-3 zone. Again, Axtell has missed their share of shots here. They were 1 of 9 from three-point land. They shoot another one here, and it's good. Runge cans the 3, and the biggest lead now, 7 in a row for Axtell at 17-10. But they would have seemed, with all this height, to have a major mismatch inside, and they really haven't dumped it in there much. They're getting some offensive rebounds, but they're really not setting up their offense to do that. Driving into the paint, Skyler Monroe. Siler loses it, but They are able to find the ball, find the handle, scoop it out to Erickson. Journey needs some help here. Lobs it back into the corner. Here's Monroe to the baseline. Ball knocked away from behind. Sturgis Hanson picks up the loose ball. And here comes the front court pressure for Brant Runge. Up to Becker. High post turnaround jumper for Lundeen. No good. Rebound brought down by Siler Monroe. His fifth baseball pass to the other end. It ends up going out of bounds. Off Silver Lake trying to make something happen there quickly in transition. Earlier tonight, Silver Lake won the girls game 46-39. And here comes Jared Lewis, another freshman here, and that's all they've got on the bench. And Cole Shagru, a sophomore. There's not a senior on the Silver Lake team. Only 9 out, 1 injured, so 8 suited tonight. For Axtell, they have 12 suited, and they've also waiting for the return of a couple of other kids. So they'll have a deeper lineup when the calendar turns into 2014. 17-10, Axtell. 6.5 to go first quarter. Driving in will be Lundeen. Partially blocked. Got it back. Gives it off to Sturgis Hanson, who lays it up and in. 9 in a row now, and it's 19-10. Axtell starting to pull away. Silver Lake looking for their first bucket of the quarter. Left-hand corner to Journey. Back out to Erickson. Dribbling between the circles, looking for the screen. Axtell doubling down. He'll lob it over the top of the double team to Quentin Journey. Trying to get it over here to Dakota Jamison. The ball knocked away. Mustangs looking for their first win in the third game of the season. Axtell 1-1. They beat a Pleasanton team that is down and then gave Bertrand all they wanted before falling by 7, 74-67. Jamison for the three. It's no good. Ball deflected away, and Marcus Kring will grab it. So neither team shooting the three ball very well so far. 2-for-10 for Axtell, 0-for-4 for Silver Lake. Runge with it up top, a team high 7. Gives it to Lundeen down on the low block for Kring. Nothing there. Back to the free throw line. Nickel fires. No good. Cody follows his shot, grabs his fifth rebound. Axtell works it around the perimeter again, leading by 9. Into the big fella. Kring, turnaround jumper, no good. Hanson tried to keep it alive, but it's taken away by Monroe. Siler on the run, 2-on-1. Good ball movement. Stop against pressure. The shot is missed inside by Journey Erickson. Tapped out to Adam Lundeen, and he'll have it deflected away. And out of bounds, last touch by Axtell. Axtell has had numerous opportunities here to just go on a monster run, but are not able to find enough shots to fall for them. Still working on shot selection maybe a little bit. There's not a lot of seniors that are seeing playing time for Axtell, so even though some of these kids played a lot, there's still a ton of sophomores on this team. And with too much pressure in the backcourt, a hand check foul on Adam Lundeen. That'll be his first. And a 1-1 coming up for Siler Monroe. He's looking for his first points, but he does have 6 rebounds. Make that 7 rebounds here in the first quarter half. 19-10 Axtell, 4:55 to go in quarter number 2. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. First half stats, recap of the girls' game. We'll talk with Axtell coach Kelly Cooksley. Coach Keith Crow had to leave, so we will not be able to talk to him, but a good, solid win. Played their best game of the year tonight. Free throw is good by Monroe. He'll get the bonus. And a second free throw on the way, and it's good. Very important when you don't have much depth. Got to be able to knock down those charity shots. 19-12, Axtell. 4:50 to go in the first half. Up the floor they go. Another three is on the way, and it is no good by Brant Runge. Rebound grab by Kring, and then dribbled off a foot. The officials discuss. They want to see whose ball it is, and it's going to be Silver Lake's. Fifth turnover on Axtell so far in this basketball game. Get more basketball coming your way Thursday on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Amherst girls tonight beat Franklin 40-32. And up the floor, a blocking foul on Axtell. Also in girls action, Elm Creek got by Alma 60-54. Bruning Davenport Shickley over Kennesaw 50-28. At the line to shoot a 1-1 again will be Siler Monroe. And the foul is on Cody Nickel of Axtell. That is his second. And the free throw is on the way. Good. Monroe three straight from the charity stripe. And checking in for Axtell for the first time tonight will be Parker Siss, another sophomore. There are seven sophomores on this varsity roster for Coach Kleppner. And the second free throw good. So Monroe, 4 for 4 for all 4 points here in the second quarter for Silver Lake. They've cut it to 5 at 19-14. Siss fires it over here to Becker. It falls through his hands and is stolen away by Quinton Journey. Get it into the hands of Sally Monroe. And his pass down low can't be handled. Tried to make a pass from about half court. And it goes out of bounds, and Axtell wants to call a timeout. 4:20 to go here in the first half of play. It's Axtell 19, Silver Lake 14. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
With our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Silver Lake for continuing coverage of high school hoops. 4:15 to go in the first half. 19-14, Axtell leads Silver Lake in our boys game. Out of the Axtell timeout, trying to get some offense generated. The ball slapped out of the hands there of August Fishnell by Skylar Erickson. And out of bounds it goes. Third straight turnover on Axtell. Silver Lake can make it a one-possession game, but they have not scored a bucket here in the first 4 minutes of the quarter. Just have 4 free throws. Over to Lewis. Jared dumps it into the corner to Journey. Quentin holds it against the man-to-man, drives the left baseline, and dribbled it off his leg. So Axtell's turning it over, but Silver Lake's been kind and has been giving it right back almost every time. As Axtell hustles it up the floor, drives baseline, pull-up jumper, Runge from 9, no good. Rebound by Monroe. I've got him for 8 here in the half. He's going to try and go coast-to-coast. Got there, but the shot no good. Lewis got the rebound, but everybody's taller than him as he puts it up. The shot is no good. It's knocked out of bounds by Axtell. Jared only listed at 5'4 out there. Dakota Jamison comes in. Lewis will come out after grabbing the board. And for Axtell, Adam Lundeen will return. And Siss will come out. Silver Lake ball from the free throw line extended by the Axtell bench. Dump it back to Siler Monroe. Monroe out to midcourt. The original 5 starters in there, both Erickson's, Jamison, Monroe, and Journey. 19-14, Axtell. Silver Lake, the pace is at their play. I mean, Axtell tried to play it at their pace, and they did most of the first quarter, but they didn't have much to show for it. A slight 4-point lead. The lead now 5. Working it around the perimeter, Journey Erickson. Long 3 on the way. Got it! Journey Erickson decided to pull the trigger, and he bangs home the first 3 of the night. For Silver Lake, Axtell quickly to the other end. The jumper is up, no good. Offensive rebound out of the hands of Axtell. They're still fighting for it down low. Marcus Kring trying to get another one, and we're going to get a jump. And a little extra scrap down low as Kring is tied up by Journey Erickson, and the arrow points the way of Silver Lake. So Axtell gives it up again. And Axtell had scored 9 in a row to take a 19-10 lead. And now Silver Lake, over the course of the last 3 minutes, has scored 7 in a row. A little bit at a time. They're still looking for a deuce. They got 4 free throws in that 3 by Journey Erickson. 19-17 Axtell. Erickson right wing. Extra pressure being put on by Brant Runge. Goes by him. One-hand runner. Big collision. Charge. 5-5. And the charge taken by Colby Becker. Journey Erickson with his first personal foul, 5th team foul. Axtell will bring Hansen and Nickel back into the game. 2:28 to go, first half, 19-17. Axtell with a slim two-point lead. Lundeen tries to get it into Sturgis Hanson. The ball knocked out of bounds by Dakota Jamison. 10 turnovers for Silver Lake. I've got Axtell for 8 here in the first half. And it will be Lundeen to throw it in from his own baseline. He's unguarded. Double-teaming the post. Kick it out to Becker behind the arc. Skips it over here to Nickel. Cody drives baseline. Gets it into Hanson. Little mini hook. Off the mark. No good. Ball deflected out to Journey Erickson. And Axtell is missing a lot of close shots right now. And again, they get that ball inside, and it's kind of a one-hand flip. They're not squaring like I know they would be in practice. Baseline here for Skylar Erickson. Gets it out of there to Quentin Journey. He tries to get the free throw line jumper, and he is grabbed on the way up. 2 free throws and a chance to tie this basketball game. And the foul going to be called on Adam Lundeen. That'll be his 2nd. Right now, Axtell has to be frustrated. They have to feel that they have played well and are the better team right now, but the score's not showing that. Free throw on the way, and it's no good by Quentin Journey. He'll get a 2nd one. 1:55 to go before halftime. It's still 19-17 Axtell. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up, so stay with us as the 2nd free throw, a lot more arch, but that one hits the front of the rim, no good. Now they fight for the loose ball. We're going to get another jump. Cody Nickel just never could find the handle, and Dakota Jamison tied him up. It is Axtell basketball. And I think you can sense the frustration here for Axtell. They just got to take an extra millisecond when they get the shot because they're open. They just got to breathe a little bit here. I think that's really all. Sturgis Hanson from the free throw line, shot no good. All white jerseys underneath that time. Dakota Jamison with his 5th rebound. But Axtell has not scored in 4 minutes. 19-17, they still have a 2-point lead. Driving right side, Nickel just about got caught up in traffic there. Journey Erickson tries another long three, that's no good. And Nickel will grab his 7th rebound. A lot of rebounds in this game because we've got a ton of misses. Here's a 19-foot jumper that's up and in for August Fishnell, and finally breaks the long scoring drought for Axtell, 21-17 Cats. 1:05 to go here before halftime. Back over to the left-hand corner will be Quentin Journey. Back up top, Journey Erickson. Floater, no good. Jamison the rebound. Back out for another 3. That one is off the mark. And the ball is going to be picked up and scored by Dakota Jamison. They kept working, and 3 opportunities there, 21-19. Axtell basketball. Becker over to Lundeen. Sees an alley, drives, one-hand runner. There it falls. Most of those had not been going in this first half for Axtell as a team, but Lundeen able to get his 6th point. 23-19, Silver Lake wants to play for the last shot. Monroe brings it across the timeline, 18 seconds to go. Dribbling in place, working on Fishnell, now drives, dropped the ball, got it back, puts up the 15-footer, no good. Rebound brought down by Fishnell, and plenty of time here for Axtell to get a shot. Up ahead to Lundeen, 4 seconds. Wide open 3, Colby Becker at the horn, but it is no good. And that is the end of the first half of play. Axtell did not shoot the ball particularly well, but they still have a 4-point lead here at the half. It is Axtell 23 and Silver Lake 19. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll have the first half stats. We'll recap the girls' game. Talk to Axtell coach Kelly Cooksley. It's all coming up right after this on Classic Hits.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Clearance.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back to high school basketball here at Silver Lake, where it is time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. At the half in our boys' game, Axtell 23 and Silver Lake 19. We'll look at the first half stats in just a little bit. We'll also look at some of the other girls' scores from around the area as some FKC teams are in action tonight. But in the girls' game, a very well-played game tonight. Silver Lake ends up winning it over Axtell 46-39. As we said, Coach Keith Crow had to move on, and Coach Kelly Cooksley always comes up and chats with us. So instead of both, we'll just talk to Kelly. But, Coach, sometimes it's hard to take when you – I thought it was a very well-played basketball game. I know coaches are always going to find one or two things that they wanted to do. Probably needed to make a couple more free throws, but what a competitive ball game, and I think both coaches would say vastly improved from last week even.
Yep. Any time we play a Silver Lake team, it's going to be a tough time. And, you know, free throws have been a bugaboo for us all year. I mean, we're not shooting very well. We're under 50% on the year. I know that, and I don't know what we were tonight, but it wasn't good. And defensive rebounding, that was another thing that we really tried to put an emphasis on. First two games weren't very good, and I said tonight that Scupa would make us pay if she got a few offensive rebounds, and she did. So
yeah, and it seemed like it kind of went in spurts tonight. You guys hit the glass yourself, 30 rebounds for Axtell, 36 unofficially for Silver Lake, but it was, especially there in the fourth quarter, Silver Lake got a lot more second opportunities.
Yeah, they had, I felt like, you know, in that fourth quarter, when I think we tied it up 30-30, you know, we got some shots that they missed, and they just put them back in, and you know, those are killers when you're trying to come back into that game. So
you really don't have a true post player with Hannah Kring injured, and the ones that you are putting in there are freshmen. You're playing some freshmen, and Laura Lundeen really carried the load for you tonight in a losing effort. 22 points, 13 rebounds for her, and was just all over the place tonight.
Yeah, she's our catalyst. I mean, we're gonna go how she goes until we get some other kids healthy and stuff, but you know, not too bad for a 5'3" girl rebounding. I mean, she's tougher than nails. I wouldn't trade her for anyone.
Yeah, she's an outstanding basketball player out there tonight. And it wasn't just her. Kit Wells played some pretty good basketball, and Carly Prasoski was in there trying to shut things down a little bit inside against Scupa and Tim. And when Grable tried to drive in there, tried to jam things up, just came up a couple of shots short tonight.
Yeah, you know, a lot of our girls are kind of playing out of position. I mean, as far as not defensively, but, you know, Carly's playing their best post player, and she's 5'4", and, you know, I mean, that's just how it is right now until we get some kids back, and that'll build some depth a little bit down the road, and, you know, got another big one Friday, so we can't sulk.
Yeah, Overton, at least you don't have to leave. Don't have to leave the great confines of Axtell for the rest of the month and the rest of the year because you host your own holiday tournament. But Overton, Amherst, the next week, Amherst didn't get off to a real great start last week. So what about the competition the rest of the month?
You know, Kinsey scored 42 the other night, so I think she's doing all right.
Kinsey Enix from Overton, yeah.
But, you know, there's a little bit more to that team than just her. They got a nice little inside girl with Beavers. And, you know, we're going to have to be ready to play. And I think right now they're probably the best team in our conference. And anytime we play Amherst, I think we've played them like 10 times in the last 3 years. So, you know, kids are familiar with each other, and that should be a fun one. But, you know, we gotta get better tomorrow starting in practice with some things we need to work on. So.
Last second here with Kelly Cooksley, Axtell coach. I guess just for the fans out there, you did get Gabby Nickel back tonight.
Yeah.
You're missing Sorensen. You're missing Kring. Will they be back? What's the latest? What do you know? What can you tell folks about them?
Well,
especially probably the other coaches that are out there listening.
I don't want to say too much. No,
they'll be back tomorrow, right?
Yeah. No, I think Catherine will probably be back a little bit after the first part of the year. She's getting better every day, but that's, you know, work in progress. And then Hannah, she had her scope yesterday, and we're just kind of waiting to see how things go. But we're hoping we can get her back because we need some size. But, you know, I think some of the young kids will step up. And, I mean, like I tell them, they have to, you know. There's nobody else that we have, so we have to do with what we have. And the kids kind of like that, too. I think they get a, you know, play with a little bit of pressure, and they kind of like that, I think. So.
All right, Kelly, well, best of luck the rest of the way here. I'm sure we'll see you again soon. Have a great Christmas.
All right, I will, too. Hopefully we'll see you around. Thanks again. All right,
Kelly Cooksley, head basketball coach for the Axtell Lady Wildcats. They came out on the short end of a 46-39 decision tonight against Silver Lake, led by Laura Lundeen with 22 points and 13 rebounds. Sydney Scupa had 18 points, 14 rebounds for Silver Lake. Jocelyn Grable, 12 points and 8 rebounds. Halftime of the boys' game, 23-19 Axtell, a 4-point lead over Silver Lake. And we'll look at the numbers next.
Whether it's a stretch of pasture, a crop ready for harvest, or a garden patch behind someone's house in town, around here, our land is our life. Agriculture is more than a business. It's a way of life. We understand that. We're a community ag bank. We know agriculture. We're local, and we're here to help you grow. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender. When you grow, we grow.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Back on the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report, let's take a look at the first half numbers we have. First off, for Silver Lake, Journey Erickson has hit their only three-point bucket. He has 3 points, four rebounds. Dakota Jamison leads the way with 8 points, seven rebounds. Skylar Erickson, 2 points and a rebound. Jared Lewis has a rebound. Siler Monroe, 4 for 4 at the line for his 4 points, eight rebounds and one block. And Quentin Journey has 2 points and one rebound. 10 points in the first quarter, 9 in the second at the half, 19 points, 22 rebounds, 4 out of 8 at the free throw line, 1 of 7 from 3-point land, 1 block, and 10 turnovers for Silver Lake. 2 fouls on Dakota Jamison, the only player with more than 1. For Axtell, Colby Becker has hit a 3-point bucket for his total, 1 rebound. Adam Lundeen, 4 points, 3 rebounds. Cody Nickel hasn't scored, but he's got a team-high 7 boards. Marcus Kring hasn't scored, but he's got 6 rebounds and a block. August Fischnell, 6 points, 4 rebounds. Brant Runge, 7 points, 2 rebounds. Sturgis Hansen, 2 points, 2 rebounds, and 2 blocks. 14 points in the first quarter, 9 in the second at the half. 23 points, 27 rebounds. That's the story for Axtell. They've missed a lot of inside shots, and they've missed a lot of threes, but they're getting second and third opportunities. 3 of 4 at the free throw line, 2 of 12 from 3-point land, 3 blocks, and 8 turnovers. Axtell, 2 fouls apiece on Lundeen, Nickel, and Kring. 23-19, Axtell at the half. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, the only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth.
With our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda back at Silver Lake, where we're ready to get the second half underway. I'll give you a few other scores from some girls games tonight that are finished up, but Silver Lake will get the ball against Axtell's man-to-man pressure, down 23-19. They're going to have to hit a few more shots as well. They're fortunate, playing hard, but they're fortunate to only be down by 4. Axtell will probably shoot better here in the second half, and driving on the left side, switching hands, Skylar Erickson puts it off the glass and scores, and so can't do any better than that. One shot, one bucket. 23-21. Here's another three on the way, and that one is off the mark by Becker. Rebound brought down by Quentin Journey. And up the floor they'll go to Jamison. Into the front court, Monroe. He's in traffic, tries to get the ball underneath. There's too many purple jerseys, and Lundeen will make the steal. up the floor, driving in and trying to make a no-look pass. The ball is thrown away, and Silver Lake will come up with a basketball and Journey Erickson. Erickson working one-on-one, trying to lose Runge, dumps it into the corner. Three-pointer on the way, no good by Skylar Erickson, trying to save it, but standing out of bounds was Sider Monroe. Again, good hustle. For Axtell, I would have expected them to try and get the ball inside more here, especially early on in the third quarter. They've got a huge height advantage, and they continue to fire threes quickly and drive with the basketball. And there's another three. That one is good for Brant Runge. His second three, they've got 10 points for him now, and it's 26-21. Other girls' action tonight, Amherst beat Franklin 40-32, Arapahoe over Medicine Valley 66-24. Bruning Davenport Shickley beat Kennesaw 50-26. Elm Creek over Alma in a good one, 62-54. And we have got a whistle, and stepping out of bounds near the Silver Lake bench, the Mustangs will turn it over on back-to-back possessions. 26-21. Ball in the front court. Here's another three for Axtell. It's no good. High in the air to yank down the rebound is Monroe. That's his eighth. Baseball pass to the other end, though. The Mustangs can't handle it. Right idea. Just can't finish it. And back into the hands here of Axtell. Up by five. Left wing driving in. There's a scoop shot that's good by Adam Lundeen. He's got six, 28-21. As Monroe brings it into the front court, 7-point lead for Axtell. Their biggest lead was nine at 19-10. And then they went on a drought as over a long period of time, Silver Lake clawed it down to two, but they never did tie it. With it, Dakota Jamison. Staying outside the arc, here's a three-pointer. Quinton Journey, it's too strong. They're 1-9 from downtown. Rebound, Marcus Crane. Turn, fires it down to Lundeen. One-on-one, and a blocking foul is going to be called. And the scoop shot is good. Skylar Erickson, good call by the official. They've done a great job so far. You know what happens as soon as you say that. But a great job there, and Adam Lundeen scores as a chance for a three-point play and a timeout on the floor here by Silver Lake. 5:30 to go in the third quarter of play, and Axtell has stretched the lead back out to 9. Axtell 30, Silver Lake 21 here on Classic Hits. KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
It's timeout brought to you by Joe Methy's Shelter Insurance in Kearney. Out of the Silver Lake timeout, Axtell will try and complete the three-point play with Adam Lundeen at the line. And the free throw is up and in. So five quick here for Lundeen. He's now got nine, and it's 31-21 in favor of Axtell, their largest lead at 10 points. Silver Lake got the first bucket here of the quarter to cut it to two, and now an 8-0 run by the Cats. Journey in the left-hand corner, gets to Erickson, back to Journey, baseline, high shot over the taller Axtell players. It's too strong. Rebound, Colby Becker. He tries to go coast to coast, and before he can put a shot up and in, we've got a hand check foul on Silver Lake. And again, only playing five players. We've seen Lewis in as the sixth player, but there's only eight suited. And we told you in the first quarter, this is probably what you would see happen. The foul on Journey Erickson, his second, is that Axtell is going to be able to use a lot more depth, even if they get in trouble, to wear Silver Lake down. Here's Lundeen, drop step, right side, baseline jumper from eight, rattles in and out, no good. Offensive rebound by Marcus Crane. As he brings it down, it goes off his foot. And we've got another foul on Silver Lake, trying to grab that basketball. Well, looks like it's going to be on Skyler Erickson, his second. 31-21, Axtell. Crossover Becker into the lane between two defenders. Has to just throw it up. It's nowhere near, so Jamison grabs his eighth board. Double teaming the backcourt on side of Monroe. Monroe needs some help. Gets out of it himself, though, and that'll give him numbers. Kicks it back out. Three-pointer, Journey Erickson. It's going to be short and out of bounds. So Silver Lake was making a couple in the first half, getting some good looks. The difference here is they're missing, and Axtell has made a couple early on in quarter number three. 31-21, Axtell. Lundeen, the 6'4 Wildcat, dribbling the ball away, and now a steal made. Journey Erickson off the pass, goes coast to coast. It was a little bit of a lazy pass, and Erickson anticipated it, picked it off, and scored. He's got five. 31-23, Axtell. Runge on the right wing. They finally try to post up Crane, but they skip it over the top to Lundeen. Dribbles in, dribbles back. Tough turnaround jumper from 15. And a great job to pull down the rebound. Siler Monroe, he's out height by three different players for Axtell, and he went in between him and hung on. That was an Alshon Jeffrey type of hold on to the basketball in traffic there. And he draws the foul on Marcus Kring, who has yet to score in this basketball game. Hard to believe that he has not been able to get into the score column. Inbounds pass, full court pressure, breaking the press. Monroe underneath. Oh, the bounce pass went through Lewis's hands. He just checked in, and I don't know that he was really ready for that one. The freshman couldn't quite handle it. Turnover. Again, Silver Lake's doing some good things, but you got to be almost perfect to beat Axtell tonight. Another long three, but that one's good by Colby Becker, his second. And it's 34-23, Axtell, and a travel as Silver Lake tries to bring the ball up the floor. So that's their fifth turnover of the quarter and 15th of the ball game compared to 10 for Axtell. Back in will be Skyler Erickson with 3:36 to go here in the third quarter. 34-23, Axtell. Earlier tonight, Silver Lake won the girls' game 46-39 in a game that was close all the way through. Sturgis Hansen is back in, takes it on the right elbow, gets it to Lundeen. Dribbles into a double traffic. Back out Becker for three, and he hits it. And if he can just string together a couple of threes, which Axtell has done, all of a sudden the lead balloons out to 14, 37-23. And across the timeline, Erickson kicks it on the wing to Journey. Journey pulls up from 14, no good. Following in there, getting the rebound is Quentin Journey. Journey tries to pass it into the paint. The ball is loose. The ball is stolen away, and then a foul to go along with it on Silver Lake. 3:01 to go here in quarter number three. And they say the foul, they put it on number 33, Quentin Journey. So the ball comes back over to Axtell. Top of the circle with it is Cody Nickel. Nickel wrap around to the outside. Fishnell from 18. No good. A lot of shoving underneath. And when it's all said and done, Dakota Jamison came around the two guys that were shoving each other and grabbed the ball. Silver Lake into the front court. Into the corner. Timeout. Did they get a timeout or not? Yes, that's exactly what happened. Timeout here. Trapped in the corner with nowhere to go was Quentin Journey because he hustled down to get the pass. So timeout on the floor here. It's a 30-second timeout. 3 minutes to go in quarter number three. Axtell, 37. Silver Lake, 23. It's Mustang Ball when we come back. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
Glad you're along with us tonight on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Minden, and Campbell, and the World Wide Web, ClassicHits.com. Also to the folks at Holstein and Norman, Roseland, Bladen, glad to have you along with us tonight. As the Mustangs trailing here at home, 37-23. But they have been battling Axtell. Axtell has just hit back-to-back threes to open this lead up. Top of the key is Journey Erickson. looks at Lewis, fires it left side for Skylar Erickson. Inside they'll go to Monroe. Monroe pulls up from nine, off the heel, no good. Sturgis Hanson, the 6'4 sophomore, grabs the rebound, gives it off to Becker, brings it to the top of the key, swings it over to Runge. Three-pointer off the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Siler Monroe. I've got him for 11 boards now. Three-pointer at the other end. Lewis is off the mark, no good. Kring gets the rebound. He's got nine. Fast break Runge all the way to the left baseline. Skips it over to Fishnell. Back up top, Becker. Drop step, drives inside. Puts up the one-hand runner, no good. Rebound back up, and Kring is fouled. He'll get a chance to go to the line and get his first point of the evening. As the foul is called on Siler Monroe, that'll be his second and the team's fourth. Monroe got a finger on the first shot, and then when he turned around to get the rebound, Kring had already grabbed it. Free throw is up, and it's no good. 1:45 to go here in quarter number three. 37-23. And the banked-in free throw for Marcus Kring will be his first point of the game. 38-23, Axtell. Silver Lake scored the first bucket here of the quarter and has not been able to get on the board since. Just two buckets, excuse me. 1:30 to go. Axtell brings out the pressure. Long turnaround jumper for three is no good by Monroe. Ball is tipped out to Kring. Kring brings it up the floor, dishes it off for Fishnell, who lay it up around the defender and score. 40-23 now. Axtell starting to put this one away. Backing up with the basketball, Journey Erickson has the ball between the circles. Swings it over to the right side to Journey. Quinton back over. Thinking about the three. Journey Erickson, they'll say that he walked with a basketball. Back in will be Parker Siss here for Axtell. Some other girls' games. Bertrand beats Elwood 50-16. Central City over Centura tonight 43-40. Heartland beat Harvard 48-27. Heartland Lutheran edged Pleasanton 43-39. Minden all over Lexington 70-28. Inside, the ball deflected, almost went into the hoop, and it's going to be grabbed by Journey Erickson. Into the front court with 40 seconds to go. Driving, scoring, and off the rim. No, it won't go. Frustration there for Siler Monroe. Made a great drive to the hoop, and it just spun off the rim. Punched out of bounds by the Mustangs and right back over to Axtell. 30 seconds to go, third quarter, 40-23. Back up top, they'll go to Becker, right wing, for the three-pointer. Off the iron, no good. Offensive rebound, Sturgis Hanson. Kicks it out to Kring, back to Becker, into the corner. Siss for the three, it's no good. And the rebound brought down by Silver Lake, and a foul called over the back on Axtell. Siler Monroe is doing the job in the paint. Foul on Fishnell will be his second. 15 seconds to go in the quarter, and they're just putting the ball in the hands of the junior Siler Monroe, trying to avoid the double team, people everywhere. 9 seconds into the front court. Monroe knocked away from behind by Becker, but it goes out of bounds. So in the front court with 5 seconds to go here in the quarter, and another opportunity for Silver Lake to throw it in. Quentin Journey, Sturgis Hanson is guarding him, so we have to throw it in the backcourt to Journey Erickson. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Erickson off a couple of picks, gets the long three at the horn. No good. And that is the end of the third quarter of play, where Axtell outscores Silver Lake 17-4, and they lead it 40-23. We'll head to the fourth quarter after this timeout.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They're now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
We head to the fourth quarter of play here in our boys' contest. Axtell 40 and Silver Lake 23, and Axtell will get the ball to start the fourth quarter of play. In the girls' game, it was Silver Lake 46 and Axtell 39. Balanced right now for Axtell, 10 points for Brant Runge, 9 for Colby Becker and Adam Lundeen, 8 for August Fishnell. And for Silver Lake, Dakota Jamison, 8 points all in the first half. First shot of the fourth quarter is up and in by Cody Nickel, his first points of the game. 42-23. Fast break the other way, driving in Skyler Erickson. As he takes it up, he'll be fouled. And Skyler will get to go to the line and shoot a pair. Again, Axtell will be home against state-rated Overton on Friday night. Oh, they're going to say no shot? Huh. And Silver Lake will be at Red Cloud on Saturday. So Erickson, who was in the air with the ball, they say no shot. Now he'll try a three-pointer off the inbounds. It's off the mark, no good. They're just 1-13 from there. Rebound Lundeen, outlet pass. Numbers aren't there, so they'll go back to Lundeen at the top of the circle. Over to Nickel. Nickel starts to drive, leave it off of the corner for Fishnell, left side. Back out Runge. Looks right, back left, fires the 15-footer, no good. Ball deflected into the hands of who else? Siler Monroe, his 13th rebound, but again on the fast break. The ball is thrown away. Silver Lake, 18 turnovers. Axtell with 10. Three-point shooting for Axtell. They're 5 of 20 in the game. They did hit 3 that last quarter, 2 from Becker and 1 from Runge. Axtell looking for their second win. Silver Lake still looking to get on the board here as they dropped their first two last week to Deschler and Heartland Lutheran. A minute into the fourth quarter, 42-23, Axtell. I believe it was 29-23, so this is a 13-point run over the last 5 minutes. And driving in, Lundeen is going to be fouled hard by Monroe. That's the third on Siler. Fifth team foul. Lundeen will go to the line where he is 2 of 3, 9 points, 4 boards so far in the game. A reminder that more high school hoops coming your way Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Plenty of it going on out there. Thursday, you can hear the Kearney Catholic Adams Central girls game on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. As Lundeen puts this free throw up and in. Right now, Adams Central and Sandy Creek are playing on 1230 KHAS and PlatteRiverPreps.com, just like we are here. All of our radio games at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Podcasts are up shortly after the game. Photos of tonight's contest will also be up tomorrow, so check it out. It's all free. As the free throw is up and in, Lundeen now with 11 team-high points, and the lead has expanded to 21, and Silver Lake finding some problems now offensively, just not able to score. And a hand-check foul as Journey Erickson went left, back right, crossed over, decided to take it to the hoop, and about the time he got to the paint, the foul was called. It's the third on Cody Nickel. Fourth team foul on Axtell. Don't forget at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show will have the final stats, coach interview, and more. So stay with us here on Classic Hits. As the ball bounced into the corner and not able to grab it is Skyler Erickson. So Silver Lake now, the opposite for the most part of what we saw in the first half. They're turning the ball over, not getting shots, and when they do, they're just not going in here in the second half. Again, just 8 players, and only 6 have been in the game for the Mustangs. So not nearly as deep as Axtell is, and Axtell has exploited that throughout the night, and they're much taller, trying to get it to Lundeen on the low post, and reaching over the top is going to be Siler Monroe, who just got his 4th foul, and Coach Bauer doesn't really want him to foul out. At least he can take care of the basketball. If nothing else, he's done a good job of handling the pressure. And that is the 7th team foul on Silver Lake, so a 1-1 now for Lundeen, who now has 7 points in the half, 11 in the game. Free throw, good, adding to the point total here. Second free throw coming up for Lundeen, one of the numerous sophomores on this Axtell basketball club. Second free throw, that is up, and that is good. So Lundeen hits them both, and he's hit all 5 of his free throws here in the half. 46-23, front court, Journey Erickson on the left wing. trying to get free inside is Monroe, but they're all over him. He tries to set a pick. Now it's stolen away. Lundeen into the front court. The layup, uncontested, is good. And it's 48-23. That's 19 in a row for Axtell. Up the floor with it, Monroe, trying to double-team him. Off a couple of picks, comes into the paint. His pass knocked away. Lundeen again, stolen away. Now we've got a huge collision as Silver Lake tries to steal the basketball. And we've got a one-and-one, or is it going to be on Axtell running people over? Looks like it's going to be on Axtell moving bodies. Back into the ball game will be Sturgis Hansen and Marcus Kring. The foul was on Fishnell, his third. Axtell with their first turnover here of the fourth quarter. 5:48 to go. It's now 48-23 Axtell. It was a four-point game at the half, 23-19. With it is Journey Erickson. Swings it over right side to Quentin Journey. Back up to Erickson. Axtell in that man-to-man. Get it down to Monroe. Monroe, amazingly enough, still looking for his first bucket. He's had four free throws as the three-pointer is on the way. No good by Quentin Journey, but good hustle on the backside by Skylar Erickson to get the rebound. Try to lob it inside, and it's turned over. So got the second chance, but couldn't get the second shot. Becker up the floor, over to Parker Siss. Back out to Becker. Long three by Colby. It's no good. And the long rebound. Loose. Grabbed by Fishnell, his fifth. To Becker. Drives. Tries to dish it off to Hansen because there was nowhere to go, and he throws it away. That was a lot of what we kind of saw from Axtell in the first half and limited them to 23 points. Some turnovers, some wild shots. They've settled that down here for the most part in the third and fourth quarter. Under 5 minutes to go, 48-23. So we had a good competitive tight girls game. The first half of this game was competitive. Had a lot of missed shots from Axtell, but Silver Lake was able to hang in there, just not so here in the second half as the shot is on the way. Journey Erickson, no good. Becker picks up the loose ball, pushes it up the floor right side, and as he comes to the hoop, he was able to find a little seam and throw it off the glass and score. 11 points. Becker had three threes. That's his first deuce. 21 straight here for Axtell. Timeout called by Silver Lake. They will have one remaining. 4:21 to go in the basketball game. It is Axtell 50, Silver Lake 23. We'll be back in a minute.
Whether it's a stretch of pasture, a crop ready for harvest, or a garden patch behind someone's house in town, around here, our land is our life. Agriculture is more than a business. It's a way of life. We understand that. We're a community ag bank. We know agriculture. We're local, and we're here to help you grow. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender. When you grow, we grow.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Out of our Silver Lake timeout, brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. 4:15 to go in the basketball game. It's all Axtell now. They've scored 21 in a row, and they lead it 50-23. Only 4 points in the second half for Silver Lake. Get it out of the low block to Journey Erickson, but he's got three players on him. Checking in is Evan Bertrand for Axtell. Also into the ball game is going to be Dustin Rose. Hansen is still in there along with Siss and Marcus Kring. Up top, three-pointer off the screen is going to be short that time for Siler Monroe. Ball goes out of bounds. Axtell will bring in Garrett Miller. And we got a mystery player out there. Let's see if we can pick up who number 33 is here. And that is going to be Tyson Marsh checking into the basketball game. 6'2 sophomore, so even more height coming off the bench. But it's going to be turned over here by Axtell. They're 13th, and here comes Silver Lake into the front court, spotting up right wing three. Skylar Erickson in and out, no good. Fighting for the loose ball. It's tipped into the hands of Dakota Jamison, then punched out of bounds. That's Jamison's 10th rebound. All eight of his points came in the first half. College basketball tonight, Florida, 19th in the country, beat 13th-ranked Kansas, 67-61. Here is a long three off the front of the iron. Journey Erickson, nothing going long. Rebound, Skylar Erickson tries, puts it up and in, but a foul before the shot. That would have been the first points in about 9 minutes for Silver Lake, but it's before the shot. Dustin Rose with the foul. And they'll take it out underneath their own hoop. Pass deflected, and it's out of bounds off of Silver Lake. Coming up, the Misco Sports Post Game Show. We'll have all the final stats for you. We'll give you a few other scores from around the area, coach interview, and more. So stay with us. There's Dustin Rose, right wing. Back up top to Sis. Silver Lake in the man-to-man. Again, these guys got to be exhausted. They've played virtually the whole game. Driving in is Evan Bertrand. The ball knocked out of his hands. It'll stay with Axtell. Or did they change their mind? Nope, it'll be Axtell ball. Bertrand to throw it in. Looks underneath. Covered. Now needs the outlet, and somehow it got out there for Rose for three. It's no good. Offensive rebound put back up by Bertrand. No good. And then an over-the-back foul. Got to be called on Axtell, and I think Dustin Rose with the over-the-back foul on Siler Monroe, who just pulled down his 14th rebound. His only points tonight are from the free throw line, where he's 4 of 4, and he's back there now to shoot a 1-1 on the seventh team foul on Axtell. Monroe trying to break this long scoring drought, and he finally does. My count had that as a 21-0 run by Axtell, and nearly 10 minutes of Silver Lake not being able to pick up a point. 50-24, second free throw on the way, and it's good. So Monroe nails it, and just like Coach Terry Bauer told me before the game, we don't have a lot of kids, but they sure do hustle and work hard, and they're not giving up. And this was a four-point game at halftime, but only six total points in the second half for Silver Lake, and Sada Monroe has just fouled out of the game. Hand check foul up top of the key, and Siler, he's handled the ball, has finished with 6 points, a game high at the moment, 14 rebounds, and one block shot. He'll foul out with 2:45 to go here in the game, and that will give young Dustin Rose, the 5'9 junior, a chance to go to the line and shoot a 1-1. And checking in for Silver Lake, here's Cole Scheriger. Scheriger, a 5'10 sophomore, is in. And the free throw is on the way. No good by Rose. Tries to get his own rebound. He does. Puts up the 7-footer. No good. How about a third time? He's going to have to pass it out. Gets it into the hands of Sis. And his shot's going to be swatted out of bounds. On top of that one was Dakota Jamison. Bertrand to throw it in underneath his own hoop here for Axtell. To Rose. Rose starts right back left to the baseline. Tough shot. No good. Another offensive rebound, and then it's taken away, and they're on the floor, and they're just going to call a travel. No one really ever got control of that, as Garrett Miller and Journey Erickson were battling for possession. 50-25, Axtell going to go to 2-1 on the season, as the 17-footer is up by Rose, and he'll rattle it home from the left wing. His first points of the night, 52-25. As we were saying, Axtell will go to 2-1. Silver Lake will drop to 0-3. Journey Erickson. Stutter dribble right side, off one pick, off two picks, three-pointer on the way, and good. Journey has the only 2 3-pointers of the night Silver Lake. He now has 8 points, fast break the other way. Sis attack, left hand, switches to the right from the left side and scores. First point for Parker Sis, 54-28. Axtell under 2 minutes to go in the game. Here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Keene, Campbell, and the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda, Grant Sparks with you for tonight's action as they try to dump it inside, and Scheriger went to the other side. The ball stolen away. Then Axtell, with nobody back there, threw it away. So both times, somebody was taken off, and that's where the ball went. So turnover Axtell, turnover Silver Lake, And checking into the ball game for Silver Lake will be Corey Conway, another freshman. Of these eight varsity players that are suited, four of them are freshmen, two sophomores, and then the Journey Erickson, Son of Monroe, the juniors. Lewis's pass is batted away. JV's only played two quarters each tonight so that they had enough players for the varsity game. There's numbers down here for Silver Lake. Jared Lewis on the inbounds pass, and his pass is going to be stolen away by Evan Bertrand. Bertrand hustles to the other end, and as he goes up for the shot, he'll be fouled by Lewis. First foul on Jared, and two free throws coming up now for Evan Bertrand. He's got a chance to get in the scorebook. Five different players have scored here in the fourth quarter for Axtell as they've put up 14 points. And Evan Bertrand now to shoot the one and one, the first, or two shots, excuse me. The first one is no good. He'll have a second one coming. 1:19 remaining. 54-28 Axtell. Bertrand's second free throw, and that's good. So Evan gets to the scorebook. 55-28. It was 23-19 at halftime. Axtell has held Silver Lake to 9 points in the second half with it to Scherger. He'll get it off the pick to Lewis. Lewis in the paint. The shorty has to do a little one-hand flip shot. It's no good. The ball is out of bounds off the foot of Silver Lake. Lewis made a nice move, but he's just not as tall as the 6'2 and 6'1 guys in there for Axtell, so he had to throw it over the top of the outstretched hands. Now Rose makes a move, puts it up. Might have got fouled, but no call. Goes off the front of the rim. Quentin Journey with a rebound into the front court. Lewis, there's an open three, and it's good. Nothing but net for Jared Lewis, his first bucket of the ball game for the freshman. 55-31. Bertrand into the front court with 40 seconds to go. On the low block, they'll get it to Marsh. Tyson back out in the corner. There's a shot that comes up short, and the ball is going to be brought down by the Mustangs and Quentin Journey, and an over-the-back foul going to be called here on Garrett Miller. So we'll walk to the other end and shoot some more free throws with 34 seconds remaining in the contest. And a chance for Silver Lake to put another point or two on the board here. Quentin Journey, 0 for 2 at the line, has one bucket back in the first quarter. And he's got the front end of the one and one. It's on the way, and it's off the iron, no good. In the corner, fighting for the loose ball. Nice save there. Dakota Jameson wrestles it away, and he's going to come up top. He'll say, I'm going to shoot it. The three-pointer won't go. Rebound pulled down by Corey Conway. 20 seconds to go, and the Silver Lake fans applauding. The youngsters continuing to fight. There's another three. That's off the mark by Journey. Another offensive rebound by Lewis underneath. Ball fought for, people on the floor, and Silver Lake just dives on it, and I think they called a timeout. Jared Lewis has to feel like they're still playing in the six-man playoffs. Let's see what the official tells us. Was there some blood on the floor or on there? I think there was. And so it will be Silver Lake ball underneath. 7 seconds to go. Chance for one more shot. Get it to Scherger. He'll take the 15-footer. It's good. Cole Scherger hits the bucket, and that will be the final score. Axtell, 55, and Silver Lake, 33. And again, Silver Lake outmanned tonight, but they battled to the end, and everybody that got in the game was able to get something going their way, either a bucket or a rebound. And even though Silver Lake lost, they showed that if they could just get a couple more kids healthy, they might have a chance to pick up some wins on down the road. While after a cold shooting first half, Axtell put it together in the second half with a total of 32 points, and they win this ball game by a score of 55-33. We'll be back with the Wisco Sports postgame show. Stay with us here on Classic Hits and Platte River
Seth
Preps.
Seth Johnson is your channel seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. The only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
And welcome back to Silver Lake High School, where this first Tuesday night doubleheader of the season is in the books, and it's time for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco's Incorporated, keeping you geared up for the games for decades and will continue to do so as they call on you from their Ord storefront location, or if you're there, stop in and see them. But they travel the state to every school taking care of their needs, uniforms, athletic tape. It doesn't matter. Everything in between, it's there at Misco Sports. Let's take a look at the final numbers of our boys' basketball game, starting with the Silver Lake Mustangs. Only eight players suited tonight. Journey Erickson had 8 points and five rebounds. Dakota Jamison had 8 points. They were all in the first half. He had 11 rebounds, second high on the team, and one block. Corey Conway had a rebound. Skylar Erickson had 4 points, three rebounds. Jared Lewis hit a three-point bucket for his total, two rebounds. Siler Monroe, 6 points, a game-high 14 rebounds and a block shot. Quentin Journey had 2 points, five rebounds, and Cole Schuriger had 2 points. 22 rebounds in the first half, 19 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 4 of 8 in the first half, 2 of 3 in the second half. Three-point shooting, 1 of 7 in the first half, 1 of 13 in the second half. Turnovers, 10 in the first half and 15 in the second half. Silver Lake had 19 points at halftime. They were held to 14 in the second half. And the Mustangs finished with 33 points, 41 rebounds, 6 of 11 at the free throw line, 2 of 20 from three-point land, 2 blocks, and 25 turnovers. But not bad all in all for only having 8 guys out there. Silver Lake falls to 0-3. Saturday they're at Red Cloud, and then a week from Friday they're at Kennesaw before returning home for their holiday tournament on the 27th and 28th. We'll look at the final numbers for Axtell and catch up with Coach Andy Klepper after this.
Wishing you a very Merry Christmas and an extra Happy New Year from your friends at Nebraska Land National Bank. As we take time to reflect this holiday season, Nebraska Land National Bank would like to thank all of those who have welcomed us into the community. We look forward to serving and growing with you in the coming year. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC. Nebraska Land National
Bank. I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Back on the Misco Sports postgame show, let's take a look now at the final numbers for the Axtell Wildcats. Colby Becker hit 3 threes. He had 11 points and 3 rebounds. Evan Bertrand had 1 point and 1 rebound. Adam Lundeen led the way with 16 points, 4 rebounds. Cody Nickel, 2 points, 7 rebounds. Parker Siss hit a bucket for 2 points. Marcus Kring, 1 point, but he had a team-high 11 rebounds and 1 block. August Fishnell had 8 points, came in and helped them out there in the first half with 6 of those 8 points. He had 5 rebounds. Brant Runge, 10 points and 2 rebounds. Dustin Rose, 2 points and 3 rebounds. And Sturgis Hansen, 2 points, 4 rebounds, and 2 block shots. 27 rebounds in the first half, 13 in the second half. One of the main reasons that the rebounds went down, they made more shots and didn't need as many second-chance opportunities. Free throws for Axtell, 3 of 4 in the first half, 7 of 10, 7 of 9. What do we got there? Come on, Doug. 3 of 4 in the first half. Then they went 2 of 3, so that gets them to 5 of 7. And then we go 5 of 7 in the fourth quarter, and that's 10 out of 14. Three-point shooting, 2 of 12 in the first half, and 3 of 10 in the second half. Turnovers, 8 in the first half, and 6 in the second half. Axtell had 23 points at halftime. They scored 32 in the second half, and the Wildcats finish with 55 points, 40 rebounds, 10 out of 14 at the free throw line, 5 of 22 from three-point land, 3 blocks, and 14 turnovers. Axtell improves to 2-1 on the season with a 55-33 win over Silver Lake. They will host state-rated Overton on Friday, and then a week from Friday, another tough one when Amherst rolls in, and Coach Andy Klepper joins us here on the Mesco Sports postgame show. Coach, congratulations.
Thanks. It was kind of a two different halves. Glad we came out the second half like we did. Just told the guys at halftime, you know, the only thing we really didn't do very well is shoot the first half. So once the shots started going a little bit better second half, I think we just kind of relaxed, calmed down. And I thought defensively we played okay the first half, and I thought defensively also the second half we picked it up a little bit, which was good to see from our guys.
Yeah, I think you see it in sports. It's a different phrase for every sport, but you could kind of tell the guys were getting a little frustrated. They were out here. They knew that they had Silver Lake outmatched. You knew you had the depth. All the numbers were pointing your way, and you just weren't pulling away in this basketball game, and that seemed to make the shots go up even quicker and just get a little more frustrated. Did you have to tell them anything at halftime?
You know, I thought about yelling at him first. That crossed my mind. But after that, I just kind of walked in. I told him, relax. You know, it was really just the shots. I told him we even crashed boards hard. We had two or three guys there. Sometimes we just ran into each other and didn't get the ball. So I was pretty happy overall, you know, once I started thinking about the first half. But, you know, most of those shots, they did look a little frustrated because normally those shots go down. We got really good shooters. So I was even surprised. So I'm not too worried. They're going to keep shooting. They're going to keep making. But that first half, we just struggled a little bit shooting.
Saw a lot of these guys play last year. So even if they weren't starters, they've got varsity minutes. But it seems like they're growing. And I'll ask you this because we'll see a few more times throughout the season. You got some tall guys, but they're not traditional post players. So I'm sure a lot of people are going, they're shooting 22 threes, but they've got a huge height advantage. These guys kind of all grew up as guards, and it seems like they've sprouted. You still got to develop that, or is this what you want to do?
Oh, I think we need to find some more balance, obviously. I mean, we have 2 6'4" kids. We played a couple teams the last couple games here. They have six-footers, and we have 6'4" kids, and for some reason, when we get it inside, we haven't been able to finish inside. So we're trying to spread it out a little bit. You know, we got good three-point shooters, but obviously it's something we're looking for more balance inside. We need our posts to step up, our 6'4 guys, our traditional posts, like a Marcus Kring and Sturgis Hansen, and they will. They're young yet, so we're going to keep working with them. Our guards are going to keep looking for them. I always tell them we want to play inside out, and then that's when we want to get the three-point shots off our posts. So we want those posts to have a lot of assists also.
A lot of rebounds, as we said, in the game tonight. So I guess the one thing during that first half of offensive struggles is that they just didn't let the ball hit the floor. They went and got it. I had you for 27 boards in the first half. So they didn't lose focus even when the ball wasn't going down.
Yeah, I mean, we're always going to be hustling. We're always playing hard. And, you know, we just got to make sure we don't panic. And that's kind of the main thing. Just stay calm. And the shots will go, and that's what we talked about at halftime. So I wasn't surprised second half. The shots started to fall, and it seems like, you know, you start playing offense, you start hitting a few shots, seems like your defense starts picking up for some reason. It should be the other way, but it does help when your offense starts clicking like that.
We'll talk about Overton and Amherst really quickly, but you got a new team in the Holiday Tournament, right? Didn't you used to have Spalding, and I think I saw that they moved. So what's the Holiday Tournament look like?
Yeah, we're sorry to see them not come back. So, no. We played them.
State finalists last year.
Yeah, we played them for the last couple of years, but it only makes you better. We want those good teams like an Overton, Amherst. We want those good teams, those challenges. Holiday tournaments, we play Meridian now, so I don't know a whole lot on them. We have Arcadia / Loop City, and I think Blue Hill still in it. So it's a pretty fair and even tournament. Very competitive, I think. Good teams in there.
Overton and Amherst, both are going to be quick. Overton probably has a little bit more physicality as well. These are going to be two pretty good challenges for you guys.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. I was just trying to get through tonight. Hopefully the guys were too, without looking past Silver Lake, because anyone could beat you on any given night. So
at Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney. All the new 2013 Ford F-150 Crew Cab four-wheel drives have got to go, and Crossroads Ford is dealing. Many specials marked right on the windshields. Ask about manufacturer rebates and factory bonus cash, or available special APR Ford credit financing with approved credit. They need trade-ins. Now's the best time to get a great deal. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
Trashless isn't something people like to deal with, but at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
And welcome back as we wrap things up here on the Misco Sports postgame show. Apologize to August Fischel. I don't know how I got the N in there. I know I said that most of the time tonight, but August came in big time in the first half. Crane got a couple of early fouls. He came in, and considering he only had 23 points at halftime, he had six of them and four rebounds while he was in there, a couple of steals as well. August Fischel came in and played solid basketball for the six-foot sophomore. Again, a split tonight. Silver Lake 46-39 over Axel in the girls' game. Sydney Scupa, 18 points, 14 rebounds, while Jocelyn Grable had 12 points and 8 rebounds. Silver Lake only turned it over 7 times in the ball game. Axel, great performance, even though it was on the short end tonight for Laura Lundeen, 22 points and 13 rebounds. And in the boys' game, it was balanced up and down the line. Axel had 3 players in double figures. Adam Lundeen with 16, Colby Becker with 11, and Brant Runge with 10, while Silver Lake had 8 points from Dakota Jamison and Journey Erickson, while Siler Monroe had 14 points or rebounds, and Jamison had 11. Marcus Kring had 11 to lead Axtell. Among our games Thursday, Adams Central Girls will host Kearney Catholic, and you'll be able to hear that at 7:45 on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. We've also got basketball here on Classic Hits, Wood River St. Paul getting ready to battle it up, and a whole lot more throughout the week. So next Tuesday, we can tell you it's the annual get-together between Ravenna and Kearney Catholic, but a lot of basketball between now and then, and we hope you'll enjoy it on our network of stations and PlatteRiverPreps.com. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Doug Duda with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth at Silver Lake. Again, thanks to all the fine sponsors, to Athletic Director Chris Luca, and the many fine folks. We'll see you again Thursday. Again, the